And welcome back. I'm Tom Hall. Thursdays is Theater Day here on Midday. And as always, on Thursday afternoons, we welcome back our erudite and experienced theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Judy, good to see you.
Good to be here.
So you have been down to the Vagabond Players to check out their production, which is called The Complete History of America, Abridged.
Yes.
I'm glad to see the abridged part in the title, because that could be something. So now, I remember this past summer, you talked about a show called The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, also abridged. So shall we assume that The Complete Works of Shakespeare and The Complete History of America have something in common?
Yes, they absolutely do. They are both created by a company called the Reduced Shakespeare Company. In this case, the writers are Adam Long, Reed Martin, and Austin Titchener. This is a company that has now done 10 reduced shows. They've also done the reduced Bible. That one's called The Complete Word of God, Abridged. They've done The Complete World of Sports, Abridged. They've even done all the great books, Abridged. The Reduced Shakespeare Company was actually a regular contributor to All Things Considered back in the mid-1990s. The History of America Abridged is one that I hadn't seen before. It dates back to 1993, but this presidential inaugural period seems like a good time to revive it, you know, kind of a time to look back at the past as we enter, shall I say, an uncharted future.
Uncharted future, indeed. Now, by the way, there's Abridged and there's Abridged. How long is this show? I mean, when people set out to the theater, is this a seven-hour thing?
No. It's very much reduced.
Okay.
It's very small scale.
All right. So reduced can also mean, you know, small scale in terms of production. I mean, is this? I would imagine, for example, that this might be a really good fit for a community theater like the Vagabond Players.
It is a good fit. It has a cast of just three, originally the Reduced Shakespeare Company members who wrote it. At the Vagabonds, it's being performed by Fred Fletcher Jackson, William B. Meister, and Sean Kelly. The show's history is very, very selective. The program says any resemblance to historical fact is strictly coincidental. It's kind of like talking to somebody who dozed through history class and they throw out a lot of names and events, but they get everything scrambled. So at the beginning of the show, they come out and they sort of massacre the Star Spangled Banner. And there's a Revolutionary War scene. Bill Meister and Fred Fletcher Jackson have seen a handbill calling for Minutemen, but they think that it said Minute Men, and they perform the scene as if they were Wizard of Oz munchkins. But these three actors play all kinds of roles. They play everybody from Amerigo Vespucci and his wife to George Washington, Betsy Ross, and her sister Diana. Little mistake in history there. Lewis and Clark and Lucy Ricardo. Now, before you could say anything, Tom, you're probably going to think Lucy Ricardo is not a historical character. So how do they work her in?
She is in my book.
Well, she's not
in too many of the
official history books. So here's how they fit her in. It's the 1950s, and Ricky is under investigation.
Ricky's being investigated by a government committee tomorrow. We think it's because he's Cuban and there's this Cold War on. Wah!
Look, Lucy, MacArthur and his cronies mean business. They're only going to let Ricky go if you give him a scapegoat.
A scapegoat?
That's what I just said. Somebody to blame instead of Ricky. Who's it going to be, Lucy? Think.
I know. Fred Nethel.
Fred Nethel who?
Our landlord's Fred Nethel Rosenberg.
It's so crazy, it just might work.
Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
It's so crazy, it just might work. That's Fred Fletcher Jackson and William B. Meister in the Vagabonds production of The Complete History of America, Abridged. For example, this issue of an immigrant being viewed suspiciously by the government, that's kind of timely given the presidential campaign we've just been through. Are there other things that really resonate today as well? I mean, you talk about this show dates from 1993. Is it dated?
Well, in some ways it is. There are not as many modern resonances as you would think. The Reduced Shakespeare Company toured a special election edition of this show in the fall, and I assume the rights to that show are not yet available. There is a note at the start of the published script that says, "There are a number of topical references in the script. The humor and relevance of these will fade over time, so we encourage each production to change these references to keep them as up-to-date as possible." The Vagabonds and the director, Howard Berkowitz, have added some modern references. The best examples are to Russian hackers and the Electoral College's role in the elections. But the Vagabonds don't really sort of run with this kind of updating. There are some things that work pretty well. Fred Fletcher Jackson performs a couple bits as raps, kind of an homage to the musical Hamilton, and that's a very good directorial choice. He does a poem about the first British settlement in the United States, and I can't really rap, but I'm going to try here. So, with apologies to everybody.
Judy Russick, not to spit, ladies and gentlemen. It's a Dear Diary day here on Midday.
Here we go. So the pilgrims perfected the art of good living. They carved up the land and invented Thanksgiving.
There you go. Very good.
But they also, Tom, they overlook opportunities for Baltimore references. They reenact the Lincoln assassination, but there's no mention of Booth's Maryland roots. And there's a lot of attention paid to the Star-Spangled Banner. But except for a sort of passing reference, there's no further connection made between Francis Scott Key and Baltimore. I brought you a sample of them grumbling about the Star-Spangled Banner. It includes another example of characters getting mixed up.
The Star-Spangled Banner was a perfectly fine song in its day, but it's completely out of touch with modern sensibilities, isn't it? I mean, for one, it's in English, but also it's militaristic, patriarchal, and just take a look at the musical range.
We need a new national anthem.
And I think it should be God Bless America, or possibly Born in the USA.
Yeah, or Freebird.
Well, not Freebird. Freebird was written by a Canadian, so it's not really appropriate.
A Canadian? Freebird was written by Leonard Skinner. They're from Alabama. No, you're thinking of Snowbird by Ann Murray.
How does that go?
Well, you know.
Spread your tiny wings.
Freebird, Snowbird, it's all the same thing. That was the Vagabonds Players cast performing The Complete History of America, A Bridge. So even though, Judy, this production misses some opportunities, what do you think? Is it entertaining?
It is fairly entertaining, and the three actors work together really well. An example is a really nice bit where they do Lewis and Clark as vaudeville comics. Sean and Fred play Lewis and Clark, and Bill does sound effects, including percussion. At one point, he drops his cymbals and apologizes for, wait for it, heavy symbolism.
Ba-dum-bum.
So there are a lot of puns and double entendres and malapropisms, but there are also some dated references. Ann Murray, whom we just heard, Sebastian Cabot is a reference. There are not a lot of laugh-out-loud sections. I think that resurrecting an older piece of topical political humor is very tricky. I do want to mention one very happy note, and that is that the Vagabond Players in November turned 100 years old.
God bless.
Yes, and they've done all kinds of renovations to the theater, so I want to say congratulations and happy belated birthday to the Vagabonds.
Excellent. Happy birthday indeed. So I understand there's actually some news now regarding this group called the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Yes, the Reduced Shakespeare Company itself is coming to town in 2 weeks for the International Shakespeare Theater Association Conference, which is going to be held at Chesapeake Shakespeare Company. And they're going to perform their newest piece, Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged. This debuted last year for the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death. I should say they're only doing one performance. It's not open to the public. But this conference, this international conference,
that's a big deal for Chesapeake Shakespeare Company.
Yes,
that's terrific.
And it's a big deal for Baltimore, absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. All right, so The Complete History of America, Abridged, is at the Vagabond Players in Baltimore until Sunday, the 5th of February on our website, wypr.org/midday. We'll have a link to details about show times and that kind of stuff. So next week, Judy, what are we going to talk about?
Well, we're going to sort of stick with this reduced motif. We're going to talk about a one-man version of Call of the Wild at the Theater Project.
Call of the Wild it is. All right, we'll see you next week on Thursday Theater Day here on Midday. That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, an update on the consent decree between Baltimore Police and the U.S. Justice Department. And we'll have another installment of Whatcha Got Cookin' with chef and restaurateur John Shields of Gertrude's at the BMA. We'll meet a husband and wife who've written a cookbook called Maryland's Chesapeake Bay, How the Bay and Its Bounty Shaped a Cuisine. Kathy and Neil Patterson will join us to talk about ideas for cooking the bounty of the bay. That's tomorrow on Midday, and I hope you can join us. Thanks to Eddie's of Roland Park for providing lunch today. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features unique sandwiches and salads with specials each and every day, all listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. Stay tuned for the latest edition of Out of the Blocks, spotlighting this time the 2100 block of Edmondson Avenue in West Baltimore. That's on the way right after the news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.